He spoke about the two aspects of halacha. The halachas is imun, is the halachas of betochen, and betochen itself is the kima of that halacha. And he said that a person with the correct imuna going through life has nothing ever to be scared about, ever worry about, because he knows and understands that everything that's happening is coming from Hashem, and it's what's best for him. That's the expression of that betochen. His halach imun betimimus v'lo techok acha asidus. Habetochen amuchlat b'Hashem loyve mikesher rutzuf. The total betochen that a person has in Hashem flows through this relationship, this continued relationship 24 hours a day. That pasuk of Tomim Tiyim Hashem Elokecha, that you will be whole, however you want to translate it, with Hashem. Ukaloshan Rashi, how does Rashi learn chat in Tomim Tiyim Hashem Elokecha? Walk with Hashem in tmimus, in wholeness, with the tzapelo and want him, yearn for him, and not go worrying about the, don't go looking into the future, what's going to be, and rather everything that comes upon you accept with tmimus, then you will be with him and you will be a portion of him. We're going to be working with this Rashi for a long time now. Very basic Yesod in Rashi. Very interesting that the level Rashi is describing is a very high level. And yet Rashi is telling you that simple pshat in the pasuk. Rashi's giving you a dagger of betochen and imuniyah, that's a very high level. Don't worry about what's going to be, you just, whatever happens, Kabbalah, you're sure ba'avah, don't worry about the future. Just look day by day, moment by moment, it's ever happening. You're in ecstasy with all Hashem and everything's great and you and Hashem are one. That's quite some level. That shot in the pasuk, lo poshut. Kasher b'chayka acha sidos. When a person goes looking to the future, kagon shul ma'ira, the politika mishtado ba'asakim yisur alamide va'asik b'daiga hamacha. He gets involved in the politics. What's going to be? Where? Who? What? And he's involved in the middle of business and worrying about what's going to be tomorrow. Kula ma'isel oilech b'tmimus in boreila. Well, he's busy worrying about tomorrow, so right now he's not with Hashem. In difficult times like ours, Misha Daig is Daigas Hamacha Ilul Tseit Midaito. Somebody starts worrying about tomorrow, Kamamish Dad of his Kalim. That's why we use that as a kiruv tool. When we do the Golas Yishmael presentation, that the job is to get a Gatchika out of his mind. Because his mindset is in a little box, and you want him to step out of his mindset and say, well, there's something going on here, I better wake up. To wake somebody up, you're allowed to break his shoulder, yeah? There's a house burning, you're trying to wake up somebody to get him out the house, you're allowed to rip him out of bed, even though you're going to break his shoulder, right? But for us, we woke up already. So now there's nothing, what do you care what's going on? What are you worrying about? What are you worrying about? Look at what's going on now. Now's enough to be worrying about. Yeah, you needed an impetus for sugar? Fine, have a look, use it. But to be sitting here worrying about the future, you got completely mad. If you understand what's going on now, worrying about the future, you'd jump off a building. You'd be nuts. There's no panacea. There's no security. There's no, you know, for nothing. There's nowhere to turn. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing. We have nothing. 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 You got all these atom bombs aimed at you. You probably don't know you're going to feed your family tomorrow. You start worrying about that. You've got bonkers. Which is why it's such a powerful kiruv tool. That's why we use it. And I'll tell you another thing, when I started doing this, when I started getting more involved in using this Golas Yishmael thing as a kiruv tool or whatever, I saw how much it dragged me down. I went to the kufa of mamash buying into the, you have to also buy into the, you know, it's got to touch you somewhere, this stuff. You start looking at it, you start going, this is scary, man. Oh, mamash scary. You have to step back. Okay, hold on a second. But yeah, so worrying about the future? What future? We have a future here? When we lost in London. Apart from that, built another 50 mosques since you were there. You were there last week, sir. How many new mosques they got? Over 1,000 in London alone. And most of those used to be churches. Zaisvay, Bizan Kasha Gilan, Shid Misha Dreg, Daigas, Amachay, Lil, take me Daiter. Even those that are Isaac and live in the world of Keich Veitzim Yogi, like I don't have anything to worry about because I've got my own atom bomb, therefore you can't hit me because I'm bigger than you, even those guys, okay? Yodim ki ein ba'ofek shum pitaron amiti lematzav ha'medina ha'betuchuni v'al-kalkali. They know themselves that they have no solution, not to the security problem and not to the financial problems. Lo be'eretz Yisrael v'lo ba'olam kulo. Nowhere. They know themselves. If they're being honest, if you could chap him in an honest moment, he'll tell you as well, you know, we don't have enough bullets, guys. We don't have a solution to the security problem, or the demographic problem, or the financial. We don't have solutions to any of the problems we have. We don't know if we're going to have enough water to see us through this summer, okay? We don't know where the water is going to come from. We don't know what we're going to be drinking tomorrow, let alone, you know, talk about luxuries. Plenty to worry about if you want to worry. Norma says, you dear Chaiber Tochen and Doy, a Jew that's living that knows that this is the Shem runs the world, what's he going to worry about? So, Bain Kach or Bain Kach, I call Norma, be Reshemai, because at the end of the day, it's all up to Hashem. Hashem wants it to be water, no, he can't fill up the Kinneret. Hashem wants Iran to disappear, they'll disappear. You heard of Mexican viruses? Didn't know about it last week. Today it's almost affecting everybody's lives. So, of course, Bocha doesn't have what in his bag. Yeah? Yeah, disease in 1 week and wipe out half the world's population. I mean, Hashem will do what he wants. So we have to worry about this. The only thing you should be worrying about, yeah, the only thing that should be really bothering you, yeah, Ketzad loli doi, is how can I live without worry? That should be the only thing worrying me. It's why am I worried? Shteit. Lagiyas atzmeini ala daimunav v'tochem b'boi roilam. To calm ourselves down and to live ragua by munen b'tochem in Hashem. Zu adove ha-yochid ha-yochil l'snoich l'nasoich bonu shal v'amitis. That's the only thing that can implant within us a genuine tranquility. Kol ha-sha'enu el ha-sheker hevel v'ras ruach. Everything else is sheker, hevel, and ras ruach. Yesh bo ra'olam, yesh bos. You got this mission in sight at the end there, right? The 15th simonim of Mashiach. Yeah, the last one is, ra'enal mi v'smoich ra'kavini sh'b'shamay. There is nothing else to rely on. What are you going to rely on? Anything to rely on? Anything that could still con you with? Yeah? Well, what is there out there that you can rely on? Where are you going to put your money? In the banks? You're going to give it to your asset manager? Yeah? There's big Madoffs, little Madoffs, and then they also don't know what's going on. I talked to my daughter the other day, he runs a hedge fund. We were talking, I just said to him, I don't even know what you got to do for a living. He said, you know what I do, I run a hedge fund. I said, I don't know what that is. I said, but the only time someone tried to explain to me what a hedge fund was, it reminded me of like the horses, you know, like you go to the horse races, you look and you see this horse looks like he's going to win. So you put money on him, he does or he doesn't. You know, you win a few, you lose a few, most of the time you lose a few. The guy laughed, he said, yeah, a good few horse races, that's what I do. What are you talking about? And that's called financial services. They don't know what's going to be. They don't know what's going to be tomorrow. What's going to be tomorrow? The guys that have good jobs, they don't have jobs. Guys that have jobs, they got jobs. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows what's going on. The biggest question that you guys speak to today, at the end of the day, if you sit with them long enough, yeah, who knows what will be? Who knows what will be? So we know what will be. We know what's going to be. Alright, let's start Perek Beis. You have to mechazik yourself in the salat. I'm telling you, this is about this, you got that. B'tochen Mahu. Shtei shittes b'tochen. It's a fascinating subject. In terms of limud, and in terms of the shittes, and in terms of practical applications, and in terms of how one has to approach a sugya like the tochen, when there's different approaches diametrically opposed to each other. What is the tochen? What do you do when you're in front of the Torah shayinim? Then it's two diametrically opposed chatim in the tochen. Now what do you do? We'll go through and we'll try and understand the shittes and try and understand how a person is supposed to actually understand both and work with both depending on when and how and what. Eilecha sugya is from Perek Beis, starting Kuf Samach Gimel Perek Beis. The tochen mahi. What's the tochen? You won't find a subject more spoken about and dealt with than the subject of B'tochen B'Hashem, because at the end of the day, that's what a Jew is. Rabbi is kva nichta v'nemoi the sugya there. There's been much written about this subject. The Maaseh Shnei Mahalchim Ikriim v'Yisaidim Anuroim Lifnei Nebedivah Yishodim Akhoinim. However, there are two main approaches, fundamental approaches that you see in the Rishonim and Achronim of this subject. And all the others are sort of sub-compartments of those two main categories. Eilam Shnei Kavim Hasosim V'Noidim Zeh Zeh B'Tachlis. Two approaches to B'Tachlis which are mutually exclusive. They're mutually contradictory. L'kol achas mishitas eilu yishnam rais me'agamorim v'divra Rishonim v'achronim v'amnam kvar ne'emru eilu v'eilu divra l'kim chayim. Each one has his riots from the Gemaras and the Psukim and the Rishonim and Achronim and blah 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 blah. Each one got his riots. And on this, the Rishonim said, Eilu v'Eilu Dibra Kain, they're both true. How can they both true? That means exclusive, we'll see. Ach mikol mokum, chaysa ha-behiris b'naysa zeh inun ligreim lahaznochas ha-veris ha-betochen. Not having clarity in the subject, if you try to learn the subject of B'tochen, you start picking up all the different svarim and whatever, what you come out with is a very blurred, murky kind of grip on the subject. And if you do that, you're likely to let it go because you don't have clarity. So we have to try and get clarity on the subject. The call, the chayim, nishtadu la'amid es advarim al adiyoikam. We're going to try and establish the subject properly, meduyak. Levarez ashitas ashoynes la'az mimai avoyles ha-betochen ha-tzuyo b'dor zeh. Understand the shittas and then see how that applies to this unique generation. Tomorrow we'll start with the different shittas. Okay, so that's what we'll do.